Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chalo Daf Lamed Daled in the Izva Adar edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Hey. We're in the middle of a sugya. We're mamish in the middle of a mahalach of the Gemara. The Gemara brought a Mishnah in Trumas, and the Mishnah in Trumas said that if one is doing hafrasha on a pile of grain, which there was a portion that was already done, meaning when a person did his original truma, instead of doing the truma on the entire pile, did only a lesser amount, and he still owes more. He wants to do not fresh truma. He can do a fresh truma from the pile on its own, even though the piece that he's taking out for truma is a combination, a mixture of something which is already chulin and something which is still tevil. But if he wants to do a fresh truma from that pile to another pile, that he cannot do. So the Gemara explained in the previous daf, why not? Why should be a difference if you do that first show on the pile itself, or you do it on another pile? Explaining more simple. If you're doing on this pile itself, so the truma that you're doing is a combination of truma and chulin. It's not only truma, you can't make it 100% truma. So it has to be truma and chulin. So then you have your chulin and tevil, which is a mixture of truma and chulin. So the chulin does not cancel the tevil, because the tevil has within it truma and chulin. Meaning it has chulin, which is min b'minu of the chulin. And min b'minu is not batal. But when I want to take the tevil and make it truma on another pile, so then you're making the entire tevil into truma, 100%. So it's truma, which is different than the chulin. So the chulin is canceling that tevil. The chulin is canceling that truma. It's min b'shein or minor, so I don't really have anything to do truma. And this has to do with the sugyo that we had of Rav Boin Bar Chiyo speaking to Rav Zeiro. What happens when you have a mincha shenis arvo in chulin? You have mincha, which is kodesh, which is arvo chulin. Can I do a kmitza, put it on the mizbeach, and the rest give it to kohen? Do I say, is it bottle or not bottle? That's the sugya that we talked about. Says the Gemara right now, and we're talking in the third line of Lamed Daled, V'leis hado de'raboyim barachiyo tesivol de'rav zero. The Gemara says the tchiyo that you bring on the Mishnah and Trumas is not a good tchiyo, the way you explained it. Why not? Explain your b'chayim. What is the Gemara trying to say? Because if I have over here tevel, that you're right, the tevel is partial chulin, partial truma, and therefore, the chulin is not mevatel the chulin. But that is the chulin part. What about the truma part? Remember, every tevel has in it chulin and truma. So you want to tell me that the chulin is not canceling the chulin because it's min b'minoi. But that's only one portion of the tevel. The other portion is truma. That should be canceled. Says the Gemara, that's not a question. Monavshach. And we're going to explain it based on Reb Chaim's shot in the Gemara. Manoshach, im shalamatan botel, af shalamatan botel. Im shalamatan loy botel, af shalamatan loy botel. Meaning, yes, you're right. Only the chulin portion is not canceled, the truma should be canceled. But when I have tevel, I don't know what's the chulin, what's the truma. Every single piece could be chulin. So I can't cancel anything because it's potentially chulin as well. Until I'm not mivar, what's the truma, what's the chulin, each part of it could be chulin. So if you tell me that the top is bottle because it's not chulin, so also the bottom should be bottle because maybe that's not chulin. And if it's not bottle because it's chulin, so the top is, I don't know which one it is. So nothing is bottle. Elamai, you'll tell me, okay, but the minute I'm doing that freshest trumo, now it should be bottle. Now it's too late. Why? Shekvar kitashtonu. Well, according to the gears of the girl, shekvar kiddish. Once he did that frasha and he said, this is truma, he designated, put it aside. It's not meuriv anymore. You're right. While the chulin and the truma are together, in theory, the truma should be batal. But I don't know which part is chulin, which part is truma to mevatel it. And once I came and it was mafish a truma and says, this part will be truma, it's not batal anymore because it's not mixed. So the Gemara goes back to the previous answer. The Gemara says, yes, when I have chulin and truma together, when it's still tevel, it's not batal because of the chulin part, which each piece can be the chulin. So therefore, it's not batal. But if I can make the entire tevel into trumos, and then not necessarily is any piece of chulin, you could say the 100% is truma, so then it will be batal. So we learned in the Mishnah that if you have a dough which is chayav and chal, which got mixed up with a dough which is not chayav and chal, so if he has a dough with other doughs, you can make challah from the other dough on what's chayav over here. If he doesn't have other doughs, he has to take challah from this dough, even though not everything is chametz challah, he will take challah on the entire dough. Says the Gemara, there's also a middle case. What's the middle case? He has dough, he has other doughs, but that other dough is not enough to be chametz challah. The other dough, for example, is only 4/4 of a kaf. In order to be chav and chal, you have to have 5/4 of a kaf. What should you do? You take the 4/4 of a kaf, which he has somewhere else, and you connect it to this dough. This dough, you have 1/4 that is chav and chal. They got mixed up in a bigger dough, which is not chav and chal. But there's 1/4 which is chav. So what do? You take the 4/4 that you have somewhere else, you connect it with something which is called neshicha. Neshicha means a bite. It just touches. The one dough touches the other dough, eats a little bit into the other dough. Then you connect that 4 kavs that's chayav with the kav which is mixed in this dough, which is also chayav. You have 5 kav in the chayav and challah. You take challah out of the 4/4 that you have, that you know what it is, and that's all you have to do. You don't have to take challah on the dough which is already fixed. So that's what the Gemara starts with. V'im lav, in other words, if I don't have enough dough that's chav and chal already, miviar bo roivoin umeshich. Take 4/4 and you do neshich, you connect it to this dough. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Yabioino b'shem Zeiro, says, you learn from here what? Zoy Sumeris, what do you see? Roivo seor shenidbal bim koimoi. You have a dough which is chav and chal. It's already chav and chal. You take 1/4 out of that dough, and it's already applicated in challah. And you mix that up with another dough that has 4/4 of a kav. It's not obligated in challah. But now when you mix it together, you have 5/4 of dough, which was not fixed. You say it's chav in challah. Don't tell me because the 1/4 was already obligated, it belonged to another dough. It belongs to there. And it cannot transfer its obligation now to another 4/4, because the 4/4 never started. This quarter already started, belongs to a dough which is chav and challah. Maybe I can't combine it. So the more that's not true, you see from here, no. Even though the chiyuv already began, you can now go and connect it to the four which did not begin and transfer the chiyuv to them as well, make you a new chiyuv in this dough. That's what he says. So there's already tevel in its place. Now when you take it and connect it to four, and that's what we see from here, because that's what the Gemara said. You have here a dough that got mixed up in another dough. So I have your 1/4, which is chayav and challah. The chiyuv is already there. And now I'm saying, how am I going to fix that? Take 4/4 from somewhere else, connect it. But these 4/4 never had tevel. Yeah, but once they touch the tevel, they become chayav. Says the Gemara, do amro shah noshuch toiro. So you see from this whole thing, the neshicha means that when these two doughs are eating from each other, touching each other through neshicha, it's chayav mina toiro. Why? Because if not, you're not helping me. I have a 1/4 over here that, which is mixed up, which is chayav michal mina toiro. I do neshicha with 4/4 and it connects it all midarabanan. You're not able to do a fresh chal midaraisa. You see, neshicha works midaraisa. Really, it's a machlokes of Yochanan and Shlokish. Yochanan Omar Noshur Toyer, and Neshicha works with a Toyer. Shim Elokish Omar Ain a Noshur Toyer. Neshicha does not work with a Toyer. And the Gemara is going to explain in a moment how Shim Elokish will explain this Brayis that we just mentioned now. Rabbi Barbo Machlev Shmuel, so he turns it around. Bon Kamir Abisi Atma Shamas Yochanan. What did you hear from Yochanan? What did he say? I did not hear from him about this topic directly. I will learn Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish hold based on another thing they spoke about. Taninon, it says in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Tvul Yoyim, beginning of Tvul Yoyim. Hamachnis chalois al minat lehafrish. Someone combines many small chalos from many different people, and he puts it into one place, and he's planning to cut into small pieces to bring it back to its original form of small pieces, give it back to each one to its original owner. So he's not planning for it to be one big piece. V'noshchoy, but they did bite from each other. So they connected without his das. It's considered to be one big piece, even for the tomb of Tvul Yoyim. The tomb of Tvul Yoyim is someone who went to the mikvah, and he became somewhat tar, but he's not fully tar until the evening, as we'll see in a moment, the Nefkamino. He is in the process of becoming tar. He's not so tame anymore. Says B'chame, even for that, this big piece of dough is considered to be one piece. If he touches one side, the entire thing becomes tame. Ubisil oimim ainu chibur. Says no. For Tful Yoim, which is a tumakalo,
You don't consider this whole thing to be one. Amar Shir Melokish, Mimad Taninu Neinu Chibur. The fact that we still hold it's not a Chibur. So you see, the Midoraisa, it's not really a connection. If it would be a connection with Midoraisa, says Rish Lakish, it should be equal for all tumas, strong tumas and lighter tumas. The fact that you tell me that for Tful Yoim it's not a connection, that means Mil Midoraisa, it's not a connection at all. Midorabon, it's a connection. Rabon Ramach, we're only in Tuma Chamur and not Tuma Kal. Says the Gemara, according to Rab Chaim, we take away the next two words and we go to Amalei Abiyachanon, Shan Yehi B'Tful Yoim. Says Abiyachanon, no. It is a connection with Doraisa. If it's a connection with Doraisa, so why by Tful Yoim you say it's not a connection? The Neshicha does not work. Because Tful Yoim, you know that he's lighter Tumo in the following way. Says the Gemara, the Flamedei Amud Aleph. Tichtiv Beit Tor V'Tome. It says by Tful Yoim he's considered to be Tor Midoraisa, he's considered to be Tome Midoraisa. Tor l'chulim miboy yoim ulechuma meshetechshach miboy yoim. Right away when he went to the mikvah before the night, he's already tor for chulim purposes. For truma, he won't be tor until the evening. During the day before he goes before the night, so he's regarding truma he's tome, regarding chulim he's tor. So you see, me that Torah tful yoim is partially tor, partially tome. So you could say also, the Gabi Neshicha, Neshicha is a connection, but not for everything. For regular tumor, it is a connection. For a tumor which is sometimes star, sometimes stomach, like a tumor tful yoim, it's not a connection. It's not a problem to say it's the Raisa. So now that we learned this Machlekes and tful yoim, says the Gemara, let's learn from here regarding Chala. Have you ever heard of a Dama Sheinu Chibu B'tful Yoim Toyuhu? Rechon, it says that whatever B'tful Yoim is not a connection, it's still a connection with the Raisa. Do Omar Noshuch Toyuhu. He's the one who says that Neshicha is a connection with Doraisa. And the only reason why Tful Yoim is not Tomei, because Tful Yoim is an easier tumor, but it's a connection with Doraisa. And Rish Lakish holds that the Neshicha is not Min HaToyuah. He holds the Neshicha is not Min HaToyuah. So also by Chal, the Neshicha is not Min HaToyuah. Says the Gemara, 1 second, V'ataninon, V'im Lav, Mevi Abo, Revoi Mumeshich. What about our Sugyo? You said you take 4 quarters and you do Neshicha with the 1 quarter which is mixed up. How do you do that? That's only a connection with Darabon according to Rish Lakish. But how do you solve the problem? You have to do Chalam and Daraisa. Answers the Gemara, Omar Vishayo, Tipoter, Shebo, Mi'isas, Hanoshuch. That 1 quarter that's Chalam and Chalam, that got mixed up in a bigger Isa, which is not Chalam and Chalam, it's not Chalam and Chalam and Daraisa according to Rish Lakish. It's chal mechala only midirabonon because of neshicha. Meaning that original 1 quarter was a separate iso, separate quarter on its own. Not chal mechala. It connected to other those through neshicha, and you may be chal mechala, but only midirabonon according to Rish Lakish. Because neshicha according to Rish Lakish, buying according to Rish Lakish is not a connection midiraisa or midirabonon. So the original obligation of that 1 quarter is only midirabonon. So now I connect the through neshicha to 4 other quarters. And I do chal mi derabanan because the whole obligation is derabanan. But if it would be a quarter of deraisa, then neshicha would not work. So the maskar of the Gemara is that Yerichan holds the neshicha works mi deraisa. Rish Lakish holds it works only mi derabanan. And the solution that we said neshicha will work only for obligations of chal derabanan, not deraisa. With this we conclude Yushalmi Chalo Daf Lamedalet.